The practice of shine is a practice of letting go, a practice of enabling ourselves to discover the nature of mind. Usually our experience of the mind is an endless stream of discursive thought. Through practicing shine, we can learn to let go of this endless stream of discursive thought and discover what we're like, what is there, the nature of mind when the mind is no longer full of thought. So essentially, shine is a practice of allowing the mind to settle. Now, the actual practice of shine is simply to sit and allow the mind to empty. Now, that sounds a very simple thing to do, but if you actually attempt to practice it, you may find it's not such a simple thing to do. The first thing that is most important is to make sure that you're comfortable. You need to be sitting in a position that is both comfortable, but also will keep you alert, that you're not going to fall asleep and you're not going to get fidgety. So there's no particular reason why you need to sit cross-legged. It's fine to sit in a chair, however you feel comfortable. The back should be straight, but not rigidly upright. And your legs should be in a position that you can relax them comfortably and they're not going to bother you. There are various aids that you can use to help you get into this position. Adjusting the cushions that you're sitting on if you're sitting on the floor. You could use a gom tag, a meditation strap. You could sit in a chair. If the chair's too high, put something under your feet. And if it's too low, then sit on a cushion. So having got yourself into a comfortable position and deciding that you're going to practice shine, the next thing that's important is to stay with that resolve. It's very easy to become distracted when we're practicing shine. If we're practicing shine, then that is what we're doing. We practice it for the period of time we've decided to practice, and for that period of time, we let go of whatever arises. Whatever arises, we don't let it distract us from our resolve of practicing shine. Now, if you decide you're going to practice and you're a beginner at practice, then it's important not to set yourself an unrealistic length of time. So perhaps you've been on a retreat and you've learned a little bit about practice, or you've joined in some sort of meditation course and decided that you're going to start practicing every day. It's much better to decide to practice for 5 minutes every day and achieve that than it is to decide you're going to practice an hour a day, find you hate it and give up after a week or two. If you practice for 5 minutes a day, you can always increase that. You could practice for 5 minutes, decide that you're comfortable, and continue for another 5 minutes. After a while, then you could start always practicing for 10 minutes. And then if you feel comfortable, find that you've done 15 or 20 minutes one day. It's very important to set ourselves up to succeed, rather than set ourselves up to fail. If we set ourselves up to fail, that's what we'll do, and that'll be the end of your shine practice. But if you set yourself up to succeed by setting realistic goals that you can achieve, then shine can become part of your everyday life. It is important that it becomes part of your everyday life. It is actually more useful to practice 5 minutes every day than to practice an hour twice a week. It's much more useful for your gradual spiritual development to practice a little bit regularly than chunks of more time occasionally. There's something about that daily process of engaging in meditation practice that has an effect that builds as you progress. So the practice of shine is simply to sit and let go. If something arises in the mind, You simply allow it to dissolve. You don't look at it, you don't entertain it, you don't allow yourself to become involved in it. You just simply let it go. Now, for most of us, certainly when we're beginning, this is a difficult thing to achieve, perhaps almost impossible. We simply find our mind is still full of thought and we're not able to let it go. So what we do then is we practice shine with form. This is a sort of subsidiary practice, a beginner's form of shine, a practice that perhaps we could always start with until we find that the mind has settled. And the first practice of shine with form is to use the breath as a focus. So you sit and you notice the breath. You particularly bring your attention to the outward breath. As you breathe out, you notice the breath, and whatever arises in the mind, you simply let it go on the out breath. You breathe in, you breathe out, and on breathing out, you let go. Whatever thought or plan, whatever's going on in the mind, as you breathe out, you simply let it go. And you continue in that way, noticing the breath, letting go on the out breath, and maintaining alertness and awareness. Now, we're not changing the nature, the depth, or the pace of the breath in any way. We're just having a mere connection with it. We're not adjusting the breath. This is not a breathing exercise. It is simply using the breath as a support to the practice of letting go. Because we find simply letting go is too difficult to attain. So we use the breath as a support, as a focus, to enable us to enter the process of letting go. So you breathe in, breathe out, and as you breathe out, let go of whatever's arising in the mind. Breathe in, breathe out, and as you breathe out, let go of whatever arises in the mind. And simply continue in that way. The practice of shine as a long-term policy, process, enterprise, the practice of shine is not a linear thing. So if you've had a good session one day, it doesn't automatically mean that therefore the next day's session will be better. Or you've had a really bad session one day, it doesn't mean that you're going to be stuck in a period of having bad shine sessions. Some days the mind is more full of thought, other days the mind is quieter. That is simply the way we find ourselves. So don't feel that shine is a linear process that is going to just get better and better and easier every day. It'll just go up and down. Just as the mind is different every day, your shine practice will be different every day. So some days you may find you can let go of the breath, let go of that support and focus, and simply allow the mind to settle, simply allow thought to dissolve of itself. But some days you may find that even the focus of the breath is not enough. And if this is not enough, then we need to let a little bit more form into the practice. And to do this, we can start to count the out-breaths. So we breathe in, we breathe out and count one. We breathe in, we breathe out and count two. We breathe in, we breathe out and count three, and continue in this way counting the out-breath until we reach 21. Then when we reach 21, we continue the count, but going back down to 1. Again, we're not changing the quality, pace, or nature of the breath in any way. We're simply using the breath as a focus and counting the breath as a focus. Now, what often people find has happened when they start counting the breath is that they lose the count and suddenly realize they're supposed to be counting. Now, it's important not to tell yourself off at this point, not to feel bad about, oh God, I've lost the count again. I am hopeless. I'm a useless practitioner. I'll never learn to meditate. Every time I practice this, I lose the count. The fact that you've become aware that you've lost the count means that that is a moment of re-emerging presence. Awareness has returned. Awareness that you should be counting the out-breath has re-emerged. So this should be a moment of celebration. This should be a moment to be pleased that you are back with it. You're back able to enter into the process of counting again. So when you realize you've lost the count, you simply return to 1. You breathe in, you breathe out and count 1. And so on up to 21 and back down to 1. Now you may lose the count completely and just completely forget that you were ever counting, in which case you realize you're aware again and you return to 1. Or you may suddenly realize you're on 36 and, oh, I was supposed to stop at 21. Again, you have become aware again. So just return to 1, count again, and feel pleased that you are aware again. And the third thing that tends to happen is that you're on, say, 13, and you can no longer remember whether you're going up to 21 or whether you're on the way back down to 1. Once again, this is a moment of becoming aware again, aware that you lost it for a moment. So just simply return to 1. It's a good idea to always start a Shine meditation session with practicing counting the breath. People often find it useful to do this 3 times, up to 21 and back down to 1, 3 times. Now, if you are able to achieve 3 rounds of counting up to 21 and back down to 1 without losing the count, that doesn't mean without having any thought, but thought allowing the thought to dissolve, succeeding in dissolving the thought without losing the count is sufficient. So if you have managed to achieve 3 rounds without losing the count and being able to let go of thought on the out-breath, then drop the count and remain with the out-breath. Just keep allowing thought to dissolve on the out-breath. And then if once again you find you're off on a thought story and you're not able to maintain it, then just go back to the counting. However, if just letting go on the out-breath is going well and you seem to be succeeding in that practice, then let go of the out-breath. And simply sit without focus. And when thought arises, let it go. So look on these different ways of approaching Shine as a toolbox, as different ways you can approach the practice to enable you to succeed on a session-by-session basis. You can judge the state of your mind in a particular session and apply the appropriate level of Shine practice, the appropriate method. And gradually, as you practice every day, you will find that it's easier to simply sit and allow the mind to be empty. you will start to discover the empty, vast nature of the nature of mind. You will be able to dwell there comfortably. And then once you have achieved this, once you're able to sit comfortably with an empty mind, without thought arising, then this is called stabilized shine. Now, the interesting thing about stabilized shine, that whatever the struggle has been, however long it has taken you to get there, when you arrive at that point of stabilized shine, it suddenly becomes easy. Suddenly you discover that it's easy to remain there. Suddenly you'll find that you are in that state, you're vibrant, you're alert, you're present, it feels amazing, and you can simply stay there. And then it'll go. Then you'll lose it. Then it's gone. And that's fine, because you can return there. Having experienced it, it's easier to recognize. And you simply return to practicing either with the breath or the count, or just simply sitting and allowing thought to dissolve.